And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 17th of October, 2011. It was on this day, 1586, in battle against Spain over a small town in the Netherlands, the English poet Sir Philip Sidney died of his wounds. He was famous for his work published after his death, Astrophil and Stella, a sonnet cycle, and The Defense of Poesy, the first work of literary criticism in English. He was struck by a Spanish bullet in the thigh, stayed on his horse until he got back to the camp a mile away. Though weak from loss of blood himself, he passed his water bottle to another soldier and said, "Thy necessity is yet greater than mine." He died 26 days later at the age of 31. It was on this day, 1604, Johannes Kepler witnessed the last supernova observed in the Milky Way. He had figured out the laws of planetary motion. He knew the night sky, so he was surprised to see a very bright object in the western sky one night. Understand, this was before the invention of the telescope. All of his observations were made by the naked eye. Astronomers at the time thought they were witnessing the birth of a star, but a supernova is actually an explosion, that is, a star dying. Kepler lived in Prague. He began studying the supernova in earnest, recording his observations of it for over a year. Supernova have been seen in other galaxies, but this one, known as Kepler's supernova, or Kepler's star, is the last one observed in our galaxy, the Milky Way. It's the birthday of the playwright Arthur Miller, New York City, 1915, best known for his play Death of a Salesman, about Willie Loman, the struggling salesman, a character loosely based on Miller's uncle, Manny Newman. Miller also wrote The Crucible, a fictionalized account of the Salem witch trials of 1692. He wrote, "Poetry may seem an odd word for a witch hunt, but I saw there was something of the marvelous in the spectacle of a whole village, if not an entire province, whose imagination was captured by a vision of something that wasn't there." It's the birthday of the Syrian-American poet and author Moja Kaf, born Damascus, 1967, came to this country as a small child, grew up in New Jersey, studied at Rutgers, author of a book of poetry, Emails from Scheherazade, and a novel, The Girl in the Tangerine Scarf. And it's the birthday of George Mackey Brown, born 1921 in Stromness in the Orkney Islands, author of fiction, travel books about Orcadian culture and history, who said, "I believe in dedicated work rather than in inspiration. I believe writing to be a craft, like carpentry, plumbing, or baking." Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Bishop entitled Dream. "I see a postman everywhere vanishing in thin blue air, a mammoth letter in his hand, postmarked from a foreign land. The postman's uniform is blue. The letter is, of course, from you. And I'd be able to read, I hope, my own name on the envelope. But he has trouble with this letter, which constantly grows bigger and bigger, and over with a stare, he vanishes in blue, blue air." A poem by Elizabeth Bishop, Dream, from Edgar Allan Poe and the Jukebox, published by Ferrer, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. And by The Great Leader, published by Grove Press, a black comic detective novel in the vein of No Country for Old Men, about a retired detective in a humorous and bold pursuit of a sinister cult leader, by Jim Harrison. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.